Right now, it's time to take five for your community. And this morning, I am very pleased to be joined by Dr. Ferris Al-Gabor. He's a general surgeon with Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. And the hospital, tomorrow evening, they're going to be hosting a discussion with Dr. Al-Gabor, talking about the warning signs of malignancy, discussion about cancer. That'll be at the Central Christian Church, 303 Buchanan Drive in Lawrenceville, starts at 6 tomorrow night. First of all, Dr. Al-Gabor, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Very important topic, and we certainly want to talk about that. But I'd like to start by talking about you. You've been at the hospital how long now?
4 months so far.
4 months. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from originally, and certainly your background.
Yes, sir. I born and raised in Iraq, and I did my medical school in Baghdad University Hospital. It's a British system, and I did my surgery training program, including war surgery. Then I came to the United States, early 90s, and I did all over the same schooling and training back again. So I finished my surgery training here in the United States, in New York, part of the Cornell system. And then after that, I did two fellowships, one in advanced laparoscopic surgery in Houston, Texas, Methodist Hospital, one of the pioneer hospitals in bariatric surgery, advanced laparoscopic surgery, and trauma surgery. And then I went to Columbia, Missouri. I did the critical care trauma surgery fellowship. That really gave me a lot of exposure and learning skill in my career about managing trauma, burn, and critical care patients. So then I worked in New York for several years with a group of surgeons. Then I decided to go back to St. Louis. I worked for a year or two in Deaconess Hospital, Forest Park Hospital, before they shut it down. Then I went in solo practice by myself, running the practice for 9 years or 10 years. I used to go to four hospitals there, major hospitals.
Right.
And that very exhausting to me, solo practice, managing everything.
Right.
So I got tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take a break and be hospital employees. And I came to this hospital because of many reasons. The main one really is the OR suite.
Right.
They have a state of the art. I have never seen OR suite like this in a lot of hospitals I've been through in Houston, New York, or St. Louis, or Florida. The staff of the hospital, they're very amazing.
Mm.
They're very family-oriented. They're very kind, very supportive. The administration are very, very supportive. I came here in October for the last 4 months, which is a very short time.
Right.
The administration had provided me with a lot of things, as any surgeon need, to cover any surgical procedure or any need for surgery in the community. So I'm very pleased and I'm very excited to be here.
Well, that's great what you said about our hospital out here, because I don't think people realize how state-of-the-art it really is out there.
Well, it is very clean. I think they spend about $4 million to build that suite.
Mm.
So far, we have three rooms, one for scope and two for major surgeries. We have a wonderful pre-op area and wonderful recovery area. We have full team right now. We have about eight staff between surgeon assistant, recovery, and pre-op team. They are very efficient. They are very skillful. And very, I'm very proud of them. So that really, as a surgeon, they complete my my goal here. The OR suite is perfect, state of the art. The team are efficient and very professional. We have wonderful anesthesia personnel. He's always there to assist me and help me in any emergency or elective cases. And the administration being very supportive. Anything I ask for, it, they purchase for me the following day, right next day. Sometimes they FedEx the product for me.
Wow.
Which is very impressive.
Absolutely.
That's what I need as a surgeon.
So the community has been pretty supportive, I'm assuming, of, you know, here.
I honestly have never seen kindness and family-oriented from patient and community as you've seen here. They're very grateful to any information or feedback I provided them with. They're very respectful. They are kind, and they really appreciate the thing that I try with my team to do it for them. Very kind, very polite people, very family-oriented, and sweet, nice people.
That's good to hear. And of course, I know the community has talked about, I know Don Robbins, the CEO, has talked, and certainly the board, about the need for surgeons such as yourself, doctors, and you know, like you said, they are coming. So that's the good news. All right, so let's talk about tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Central Christian Church. It's going to be a discussion about cancer, the warning signs of malignancy, what you should look for and what to do. What you should look for, obviously, very important, early detection and self-checking, a big part of that.
I mean, as a surgeon, I always tell the patient, if you have something abnormal, mm-hmm. whether you have abnormal symptoms or abnormal skin lesion, please don't sit on it. Just talk to your doctor, because this might be a disaster. And in general, as a rule of cancer, the earlier you catch the cancer, the prognosis will be different, the treatment will be easier and simple. And since I came to this hospital here, I honestly had a lot of people with skin cancer. They think it might be a boil or a simple wound or something, and they ignore it for a long time, and then they become too complicated.
Right.
It's better to look for these signs of skin cancers or colon cancer or breast cancer. That's why my goal here, to try to educate the public about the warning signs and symptoms of these kind of cancer. So I'm going to make a PowerPoint presentation, talk in simple way about risk factor of cancer, people who are carrying a higher risk, show them some slide about what cancer could look like, whether it's skin cancers or colon cancer or breast cancer, to educate the public to see that when they have this kind of problem coming in their way, they should see the doctor to treat it and catch it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. I'm going to do a lot of series. So I'm going to start tomorrow talking about skin cancer, because it's very common in this area.
Sure.
Because of the exposure to the sun, to the pesticidal, chemical, petroleum, the food that we eat.
Right.
Chronic wound. And then I'll talk about tomorrow also about colon cancer.
Okay.
Which is the third most common cancer in the United States.
Mm.
For many reasons. And then after that, I'm probably going to talk about breast cancer, talk about stomach cancer. Then we'll talk about nutrition, a lot of topics to talk about.
Right, right.
So that's my goal, to educate the public about how to be healthy and catch up early disease before it's too late.
You mentioned educate the population, and I was going to ask you what mistake we make, but I'm guessing you've already touched on it. It's inactivity, that we do nothing. That's probably the biggest mistake we make, isn't it?
Well, I always talk to the patient in person, and I talk in their own language without medical terminology or Latin terminology. When you tell the people, if you have blood in your stool, this might be a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore it. Don't assume it might be hemorrhoid. If you have change in your bowel habit, if you have a wound in your skin that does not heal in 3 weeks or 4 weeks despite treatment or something, this might be a skin cancer.
Right.
If you have a mole that changed in the color, started bleeding, started ulceration, got bigger in size, this might be melanoma. Melanoma mm-hmm. is a fatal disease. When you catch it early, you have a chance to be cured from it. And talk about breast cancer, especially women. In the United States, 1 out of 9 women or 1 out of 8 women, they will have breast cancer in their lifespan.
Wow.
It's the highest rate of breast cancer in the whole world.
Mm.
Because the food that we eat, before of the radiation exposure, because a lot of hormonal exposure in early age, genetic factor, family factor. If you have a drainage from the nipple with blood or milk or fluid, don't sit on it. Do self-examination every month. If you feel a lump, talk to your doctor about it. If you have a lump in your axilla or your neck, don't ignore it. So that's my goal, is to educate the public about serious symptoms or serious signs. If it happened, don't ignore it. That's
right.
My goal.
And this is going to be a series, but tomorrow night you said you're going to pretty much focus on skin cancer and colon cancer, is
yes,
that right?
Sir. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about skin cancer and colon cancer.
Okay. And again, that'll be tomorrow night out at Central Christian Church, 303 Buchanan Drive in Lawrenceville. That'll be from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You're going to do the PowerPoint. I don't know, will there be a point where will you take questions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
After
very
each,
good.
At the end of the topic, I'm going to have the audience ask me any question. I did a talk in the senior center.
Right.
And I was amazed about their questioning. They were asking me a wonderful question.
Oh, sure.
And to me, direct contact with the public and the people, educating 100 people at a time, it saved me a lot of time instead of educating one or two person at a time in the mm-hmm. office. So they asked me a question. I don't know what in their mind, so they tell me what they think about, try to put them in the right thinking process. So it's going to be a time for the public to ask me any question they want regarding any cancer or any medical issues, not only cancer.
Right. Okay, so that's tomorrow night. Again, that'll be at Central Christian Church, 303 Buchanan Drive in Lawrenceville. That starts at 6 o'clock. A discussion about cancer, warning signs of malignancy. He is Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri, General Surgeon with Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Dr. Al-Ghabouri, thank you so much for joining
You're
us
welcome.
This morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.